Within the past couple of weeks, Pfizer Pharmaceutical Company has introduced a COVID vaccine that can now be administered to children. Plymouth County Community Health Director Tara Geddes says that area parents have begun bringing their children to Floyd Valley Healthcare to obtain that vaccination.
So Pfizer was available from age 12 and above, and then about a week ago, they did approve it for 5 and above. So there is a pediatric dosage, which is for 5 through 11-year-olds, and then the adolescent and adult dosage is 12 and above. We're having a strong response and desire to get those vaccinations. We are offering them 3 days a week through our public health office, and those vaccines are filling up very fast.
Geddes says Plymouth County has seen some improvement with the number of reported COVID cases.
Our numbers fluctuate on a week-to-week basis. Overall, our numbers have declined over the last month. However, we continue to have positive cases, multiple positive cases every day, and so they're kind of flatline at this point.
She says that so far, only Pfizer has been given approval from the FDA for a COVID vaccine for children and adolescents.
Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are not yet approved through FDA for adolescent and pediatric vaccines. However, there is studies pending right now for FDA review, and we do expect that they will be lowering their ages in the future.
Some vaccine companies have suggested that certain demographics of people may require a COVID vaccine booster shot. Geddes explains as to who should consider getting that booster.
So there's different requirements depending on what your primary vaccine brand was. If you had Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation is for a booster vaccine 2 months after your first dose. And anybody is eligible for those boosters. There's no criteria with age or underlying medical conditions. For Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations, boosters are recommended 6 months after your last dose. And it's recommended for individuals 65 and above, under 65 with underlying medical conditions, or those with an occupational risk. And that might be someone who has a lot of public public interaction, you're not able to social distance at your position, such as healthcare workers, teachers, manufacturing, and that type of thing.
Geddes says that Plymouth County is now closing in on having half our population now completed with a COVID vaccine.
So our overall percentage of individuals that are fully vaccinated in Plymouth County is 47.9% are fully vaccinated. A little over 50% of our population has had at least one dose, and that number is just steadily increasing.
And the community health director recommends that if you've not been vaccinated, that you do so sometime in the very near future. People living within the Floyd Valley Healthcare Market area will notice the hospital has issued its annual report, and it will soon appear in residents' mailboxes. Dustin Wright serves as the CEO of Floyd Valley Healthcare. Inside the front cover is a message from Trustee Chairman Ralph Clemmy, along with statistics showing the number of people that are employed by Floyd Valley.
The annual report is always a great reflection period for us to be able to talk about what we've accomplished over the past year and what we look to accomplish over the next year as well. And everyone knows Ralph Clemmy throughout the community, and we've been blessed to have Ralph as a board member for a number of years. And I can tell you, Ralph is one of the best. He's just fantastic, and his heart is always doing what's best for our patients and our team members. And you can bet every time Ralph and I meet, that's at the center of our discussion. And so we employ 327 employees. That's the full-time status. But when you look at contracted staff and people that help us on what we call a PRN or part-time basis, it pushes close to 400. It takes a lot of people to make Floyd Valley what it is.
Unlike some hospitals across the state, Floyd Valley has maintained a healthy financial balance even when COVID prevented some elective surgeries to occur.
Been extremely blessed, and what we talk about with our team and as an organization is that we have to continue to earn the trust of our community members. And what we talk about internally is quality metrics, what we're doing for ease of access to care, growing our service lines. And I've always felt that if we do those things right, take care of our team members, the financial picture will follow. And we've been blessed to see that come true at Floyd Valley.
One of Floyd Valley's goals is to expand its specialty and therapy clinics, adding about 13,000 additional square feet at a cost of $10 million. Wright reviews the timeline for that construction expansion project.
That's something we're really excited to continue moving forward with. This has been in the plans for well over a year now, and the first phase of that has almost come to completion. The old senior center has now been removed, and that's going to be an additional parking lot for our employees at Floyd Valley Healthcare. The new addition that will face north towards the fairgrounds, that first floor will be dedicated for our specialty clinics. So now our community members won't have to come through the east entrance, which is also used for some of our ancillary departments and emergency department. This will be solely intended for all of our specialty practices that come to Floyd Valley, and we're really excited about that. This is going to have a much different feel. We think it's going to be better space for our providers and much more efficient for our patients.
Wright says that the second floor of the facility will house the therapy unit, which will nearly double its current size. The Floyd Valley executive says construction will get started yet this spring.
And that process is well underway right now. We're anticipating to open our public bid process on November 19th. And assuming we get competitive bids, we'll be able to take that to the December board meeting for final approval. And once that happens, that's really kind of wraps up the major component of it. Then we look forward to construction starting next spring, and that'll be an 18-month process taking us all the way into the fall of 2023.
Later this evening is the annual Floyd Valley Healthcare Foundation fundraising event celebrating our heroes with wine and craft beer tasting. Wright says that the hospital's fundraiser plays an important role for the survival and growth of the hospital.
Dollar for dollar that the foundation raises goes directly to support the mission of Floyd Valley Healthcare, to be a progressive healthcare community partner and keeping care local. And everything we do is built around that mission, and the foundation plays a huge part of that. This is the largest fundraiser that we have throughout the year. Typically, it's netted north of $100,000. And so it's always a big deal for us, and we always just look forward to getting people together, and not only just about the dollars, but as you're seeing this year, the fellowship around supporting the heroes of our community is important. It takes a lot of people, even outside the walls of our organization, to make Floyd Valley Healthcare successful, and we're just excited to be able to bring everyone together and just enjoy a fun evening.
That fundraiser event is scheduled to be held at Pease Pizza House in Lamar's beginning at 6 p.m.